If you knew what your true yes was and what your true no was in all areas of your life, would you be able to choose faster and easier? What futures would those choices create? Everyone is capable of connecting to their bodies in a way to have more exuberant and joyful living now and in the future. Now, here is your host of Choosing a Different Future with Ceres.
Hi everyone, I'm Ceres Raquel Rivas Verdejo, and you're here with me on Choosing a Different Future with Ceres. And today our topic is how to awaken more ooh-ah flow. And we're going to get into what that means and what that could look like in a little bit. In case you're just checking me out for the first time, welcome, welcome. Thank you for the longtime listeners as well. We've gotten some really great comments and questions that I'll be reading aloud today as well. I am a body and relationship coach. I communicate with people's bodies, awakening what's going on in my body, much like I'll be showing you how to do today, if you're willing. And I connect with the bodies so that they can have more clarity and more ease. And then for those that would like to connect with other people's bodies, there is a way to do that as well. And there are different exercises and tools and energies available to you on how to awaken that for yourself and for others. I'm also a family and child coach. So I actually use these very tools that we're talking about for children, for adults, for everybody in a family, and for household overall, because it's about each person in the family being acknowledged and them thriving together instead of maybe somebody's needs eclipsing those of the rest. And then I'm also a creator of a body process called the Living and Dying Potty Process. It's all about where living is what you add to create more, and dying is what you let go of to create more, which is very different than the energies of life and death, which is often misconstrued and confused with living and dying. And this body process, when used on yourself or on others, it actually invites us all to have more exuberant living our way, using our unique gifts and capacities with living on this beautiful planet. And so in case you are interested in joining us in learning about this body process, we have a class coming up in January called the Awakening Class. This is the class where people learn how to give and receive this body process. There's a two-part class in January, and then there is a one-day class in June. And we actually are going to have a taster in a couple days called Coming Out of the Dark. We do tasters on these different themes every once in a while. And this one was actually requested by some of our listeners and friends in Russia. So thank you for asking for this class. And it's going to be Monday, December 19th, 1 p.m. Eastern North America, 1900 France and Italy time, and 2100 Russia. And the information for that is on my website under events and also through all my social media, including Facebook. And then we have our Expansive Energies group. So, so wonderful to be able to have this group. It's been going now for a year and a half. Gosh, am I doing my math correctly? It's an energetic lab where we get to explore all these different energies that are at our disposal. And it's about self-care. So I give group sessions twice a month for 45 minutes, and it's around a different theme. This month's theme is truly living with the unexpected, something that seems to be super, super relevant right now. And it was a theme that was voted on by the members of the group. So thank you to the group. Big shout out to our Expansive Energies Playmates. Really, really grateful for that. And then in January, we're going to be starting some calls on being a different possibility. It's going to be monthly calls where it's all about being a support to yourself in your family. And also for those of you that work with families and children in different ways, we're going to be talking about different themes based on the being a different possibility for family and child coaching program that I have. So be on the lookout for that. And if you want to be on the waiting list for it or get information about it, go ahead and send an email to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. All right. So some comments from past calls. So there is a question. There was a thank you, a lot of warm thank you messages from honoring those that have passed that episode we did a couple weeks ago. And I've heard since then even more people that have passed. And some of them are loved ones from listeners. Some of them are just people in the news and things like that, that just have are influencers and impactful people in the world. And it's just really interesting to hear this and to know that I was tapping into that, to know that people were asking for this and that you can come back to it at any time. And I wanted to highlight a particular message amongst all of the messages that were received and that were sent to me about that episode. I'm going to read it here. Says, I am not ready to hear the episode yet, Sadies. I have to be honest. It's too raw right now. Knowing that it's there waiting for me and knowing that you're willing to open up your arms to have this conversation means a lot to me. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for your vulnerability. Thank you for knowing that it can contribute to you even when you're not listening to it directly. And it's there for you. Like you said, you know this, it's there waiting for you when you're ready. I created it for just as a call to action, just to be like, you're not alone. And for people to know that I'm willing to have these conversations that can be really intense, really uncomfortable, or just emotional. And all of those are valid and more. And so just thank you for that. And yes, it is there waiting for you when you're ready to listen to it. And you can listen to it anytime, even and pieces at a time. I recommend maybe listening to a bit at a time. I think a lot of people from the messages I received, they were surprised by how gentle and nurturing the episode was. They expected to add to their grief. And instead, we were dissipating grief with that call. So I hope it contributes to you whenever you feel you are ready to listen to it. Another comment that was sent in is a comment under creating a greater enthusiasm for living with your inner child that we talked about last week. Lynn says, I enjoyed this so much. It seems we had some things in common. I remember holding on to my identity as a quote unquote child of divorce a long time. It was a shield and easily used to keep my limitations. I have writings. I go back to them every once in a great while. Before this year is over, I'm going to go through them again. Yay! I think my inner kid and I need to have a more comforting talk, especially given some new fun and exciting things coming up early in 2023. Keep us posted on these new and exciting things in 2023. It really warms my heart to know that our inner children got to play together during that chat last week and that it contributed to you. And yes, we're going to keep shedding different armors and identities and definitions, all these different places where we're limiting ourselves. I think that that's super important that you're recognizing that you've been using some of these things to stop you and limit you. And now you can choose to have a greater enthusiasm for living. Awesome. And then you get to be an example to other people if they would like to have that and be that as well. So thank you for that. And then we had a comment under have divine authority for irresistible success in business, our episode with our guest Spirit Baptiste. And it said that they felt really validated about knowing that our purpose is also connected to the universe having our back to succeed. Awesome, awesome. So great that you found that chat with Spirit Baptiste a contribution to how you do business. And speaking of how we do business, there is still some time to become a sponsor of our show. There are a variety of options, including having an audio commercial, putting up a leaderboard, doing the angel donations, and more. So if you'd like more information on how to be a sponsor in all these different ways, how to be a guest on our show, if you have an idea of someone that would be a good guest for our show, go ahead and email empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. And so now today's topic, how to awaken more ooh-ah flow. And I got to do it like this each time because it makes it even more fun for me. And so there you go. Feel free to do that too. Ooh-ah. We will be awakening the yum, the mmm, and the ooh-ah and whee. so we can awaken to more living with our bodies today. And we have some questions that were sent in from our listeners today. We have some people in our live audience too. So if you have any questions, feel free to pop that in. I will address as many of them as I can today. And if I don't get to them, reach out to me. There's also a lot of free resources of things and some other resources I'm going to mention to you that you can use to awaken your ooh-ah flow. So what is having your ooh-ah, ooh-ah? It's different for each person. It's different for each person. And yet there's some key signs that you when you have it and some key signs when you don't have it, all right? The people that have their ooh-ah, ooh-ah flow are, and this is not going to surprise you if you've been hearing any of my episodes before, they're connected to their bodies. Yeah. They say hi to their bodies. They actually acknowledge their bodies as like their best friend in this world, as a partner in creating their lives. So one of the biggest things that I work with and I start off with anytime that someone's having private sessions with me, coaching sessions with me, is like, hey, what's your body telling you? If it's family and child coaching, hey, what is your child's body telling you? Okay, it's both. So connecting to your body first, and then are you willing to connect to other people's bodies and actually receive that information? So that's a biggie. And that could be like multiple calls. Every time we talk, we are addressing this in a different way. I'm still continuing to learn how to connect with my body more. I actually, a couple years ago now, I want to say it was 2018. I was working on a young woman. She was in her 20s and she approached me to do some therapeutic energy work. And I was like, okay, let's see what's showing up here. And she just said, just put your hands wherever my body's asking for. I know that you, I sense that you know something about this that can help me. And at the time, I didn't realize that she was kind of low affect. She didn't really show a lot of emotion on her face. And she was just like, okay, she was pleasant. She was polite. And so I started working on her. And my hands went to different places. She was completely clothed the whole time. But I was awakening these different energies in her as I was being these energies that were at our exposal. Today's exposal keeps coming up instead of disposal. It's so interesting. And how much do we have to expose ourselves to have our our flow? I wonder how much more vulnerable can we be? I think that's part of the mouth slip up. It's to point that out as well. The people who have their are willing to be vulnerable, are open to pleasure, are open to receiving, not just giving. And so this woman, she had really low emotion. And then I'm moving and I'm awakening different energies on her body. This was an in-person session, but I also do virtual sessions and through phone as well. And what showed up was so interesting. After we were done, it was about 45 minutes to an hour, if I remember correctly. She got up and she was like, I have never in my entire life felt any sensation in my private area at all, just nothing. I've never had orgasms. And this is, she was in her, I want to say mid to late 20s. And so she's like, I've had sex with people and it just nothing really happens. I don't really feel anything. And during the session, for the first time, I was feeling things flowing there. And I was like, is this what people have been talking about my whole life? Like, I felt like I was an alien. Like, I didn't have this available to me, that I would never really get to know what was the big deal. She's like, I didn't know what was the big deal about sex. Like, why bother doing this if it's just like brushing my teeth? She actually said that. And I was like, wow. I couldn't imagine not having these energies at my disposal. And even before I had sex, I knew that this was possible because I did sports and I enjoyed my own body and my own time. And I just had this sense of joy with living, that even when I was sick and even when I was in pain, I could tap into, and it could alleviate some of that stress and that anxiety and that pain. And so this is one of the things that are available to us when we are willing to have our ooh-ah flow. So connecting with your body, yes. And being open to pleasure, yes. And we're going to talk about some other signs of when you know you have your ooh-ah flow after this break, okay? So it's time for our first break of the show. When we return, we will discuss the other signs of knowing that you have your ooh-ah and when you don't have your ooh-ah, and why bother? Like, what's the point of having this? So you're listening to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, with myself, Cedis, on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we return, we will continue to discuss how to awaken more ooh-ah flow. We'll be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Cedis is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Cedis. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Connect with Cedis through her website, empoweringlightlanguage.com, or send an email to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cedis Raquel Rivas Verdejo, and you are here listening to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis. And today, our show topic is how to awaken more ooh-ah flow. And so before we went on break, we started to talk about, well, what could it feel like and be like to have your ooh-ah flow? Please go ahead and join us in the chat room. And when you're in the chat room, you can click on the ICN Zoom link so that you can actually see me live on Zoom, or you can just listen in live, that's fine, and comment in our chat room. And you can also join us using the ICN, the Inspired Choices Network app, on any smart TV and on any smart device. And we can be found on more than 450 podcast and TV platforms now. So make sure to subscribe to us on whatever platform is your preferred platform. So we have some wonderful questions being sent in. We're definitely going to get to that. I love the comments in the chat, laughing at how much do we have to expose? Because now when I know I need to pay attention to my body, I'm going to think naked time in my head. Love it. Love it. Oh my gosh. Love the question. I'm going to read that in a minute. And we definitely are going to talk about the next questions that you're putting in the chat. Thank you so much. What is having your ooh-ah flow look like? So this part about, we talked about a little bit before the break, being willing to both give and receive. That is really tricky. A lot of us, especially as women, we're taught that we need to be giving, we need to be nurturing, we need to think of everybody else before us. And it's actually not taking into account that our partners, if they're good partners, if they're good giving and game, like Dan Savage talks about the three G's, good giving and game, they are actually would love to know that we're fulfilled and satisfied and enjoying ourselves. So we're actually not giving them the gift of our pleasure, and while we're not giving ourselves the gift of our pleasure. So there's a lot of factors that can play into that can stop us from having our that enjoyment and our ooh-ah-ooh-ah flow. And one of them is actually from one of the questions in our live chat right now. I'm going to read that. It says, what about if you have trauma with regards to sex? Like, I feel trapped sometimes. I feel like I can't give as well as I used to before the trauma. And I totally get that. I am a survivor of sexual assault. I have definitely experienced a lot of verbal, emotional, and a bit of physical abuse beyond the sexual assault. And it took a long time for me to not feel ashamed, for me to not just accept anybody as a partner, because I thought that I wasn't worthy as much, that I was trash, that it was, that I might as well just take whatever was came, and because who was going to actually accept me and receive me given my experience? So I bought a lot of the bullshit and a lot of the lies that are around what people used to be told, and unfortunately are still sometimes told about someone that has survived trauma or sexual assault. You said trauma, so I'm not going to assume that it was actually a sexual assault, but I will mention that part of what you can do with that is actually look at starting with your mindset first and the language that you're using around your body and around intimacy. Intimacy is an intimate conversation, those vulnerabilities, actually acknowledging for yourself and for the people that you are trying to be closer to, be it your kids in a platonic sense, that they might be hard for you to be affectionate with your kids, to your potential lovers and partners. Actually telling them, hey, this is what I'm going through, but I'm going to dedicate myself to getting better at this and to opening myself up to myself first, and so I can be more open with you. I need you to know this, but I am working on it. Versus avoiding those conversations, not acknowledging it, because they, if they are GGG, good giving and game partners, they are going to want to support you through that. They are going to want to know that there are ways that they could potentially change their pace, their rhythm. There are signs that they can read from you about, okay, is this a red light situation where it's totally stop? Is it yellow where it's like slowing down and pausing and taking a breather? Is it a green light where it's go, 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 brutal, let's go, it's so much fun? And having those different signals is one of those things to talk about. Not assuming that as soon as I say yes and we're doing this or we're starting the kiss, that it's for sure going to go to completion of penetration. If you're someone that practices penetrative sex, not everyone does. And even knowing all the different types of intimate touch and moments that you can have, I sometimes just with my partner, I will just put my hand on their heart and their hand on my heart, and we just breathe together and we just sit together and just flow energy toward each other. And as energetic beings, this is one of these beautiful things that you can do to start awakening the flow within your body and between you and this other person's body. And then where would your hand like to go beyond that? Like, exactly, yes, Tantra. This is one of those things. This is one of the things I love about Tantra. It's also some aspects of yoga where you're paying attention to your breath, the pranayama. There's also these aspects of the living and dying body process where you can actually look at, well, what have you held onto in your body from your trauma that you could let go of? The dying. Remember, dying is what you let go of to create more. So what if you could let go of the shame, let go of the trauma, unlock those things, those aspects from every cell of your body so that you could receive more, so that you could have more of that ooh-ah flow, again, for yourself first, with yourself and your body first, and then you can choose who you would like to invite to play with your body, okay? The other aspect is have those signals. So going back to, well, what are the signs for myself when, oh, I'm tense, or when I am potentially reliving a moment in the past, and write those down. Write them down for you, and then write them down to communicate to your potential partners. When you notice I'm holding my breath, when you notice I'm slumping my shoulders, when you notice I'm not looking at you, in your face as directly. These are all things that I was doing. So I'm just mentioning, and these, I'm going to mention some other ones that some of my other clients have mentioned, like when they would actually like change their breathing and it was like, like they would actually start coughing during intimate moments. That was a sign from their body to them. And then also to their partner, hey, I need a pause. I need to reassess. I need to check my breathing. I'd like you to say in those moments this. And for each person, it's going to be a little bit different. And then being willing to pause, stop, and start versus trying to force it and power through, that is when you're dealing with trauma, it's not your best choice. And so one of the things that I love to do is I love to work with individuals and partners together. So I'll have some sessions with individual, one person, then the other, and then I'll have sessions with the partners together about these different themes, because each partner processes and receives messages from bodies differently. So each person needs to know how they do that, acknowledge how they do it, and then start to actually use that awareness to their advantage in these situations. And I invite them to do that in every area of their life, because your body is with you everywhere. Okay. So start with that. Look, pay attention to how, what are your signals, write them down and start communicating that with your partners and be willing to play with it. That's the other thing. People who have their ooh-ah flow are willing to play and try new things. So I love hearing from the person in our live chat room right now, in our live audience, that they've tried Tantra. Great. Have you tried some of these other modalities? Have you tried theta healing and access consciousness? Have you played around with the living and dying body process? There are different other body processes. There's shamanism. I mean, it's all connecting to the earth and it's all connecting to your body. And actually being willing to receive from all of those elements of living that are just waiting to contribute to you. And check out our other episodes where we talk about the elements of living too, like knowing which doors to open and which to close. There's an episode that we talked about when you're find it hard to receive, that might be good for you as well. Okay. But definitely thank you for that question and for your vulnerability with that question, and keep me posted on how it goes and how your playtime goes. Cause it's playtime. If you're not getting to laugh like with it, if you're not like, it's funny. Sex is noisy and messy and sometimes smelly and just like raising kids. And me knowing you, I know that you know all of the silliness that can come from that. And so what if you could generalize that whimsy and irreverence to your intimate moments as well? I'm checking the chat really quick. Let's see here. Okay, cool. Yes, there's a thought in the chat. I love this. Thank you for chiming in. My thought on that is that it's to shift what you're trying to do instead of trying to be who you are, move forward on being the new you. Yeah, thank you. That was in a contribution to the person who asked the question around the trauma. I wasn't going to try to be who I was before these traumatic events. And that's what they were. They were events. They are not who I am. They don't define what's possible for me moving forward. They were just events. And so when I frame it that way, it's no more significant in how I work through it than like having a challenging conversation where somebody insulted me. Yes, there may be some physical stuff I have to work through, and I did. Maybe there are some energetic things that I had to work through, emotional things I had to work through. But if I start framing it as, oh, it was an event, it actually changes the meaning of it in my head, and it puts it so it's not as big, and then I can tackle it more effectively. Okay. There is another comment in our live chat. Okay. Okay. So anytime I think I used to blah, 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 I stop myself. I can't go back, and trying to is only depressing. So I reframe it. Beautiful. That's what we're talking about. What do I need to do to be better at blank than I am now? Love that. And it seems like you're contributing to our other audience members. Thank you so much. Also remember that sex is not just the physical act. So many people miss out on the sensuality. So there's different elements here for sure. There's different elements of of intimacy, and I love working on all of them in a very conscious and intentional way with people so that they can have more joy with themselves in first and then with anybody else. And we can talk about those elements of intimacy after our next break. So it's time for our second break of the show. When we return, we're going to continue to talk about how to awaken more ooh-ah-ooh-ah flow. We'll be right back. Thank you so much.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Ceres, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Ceres is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Ceres. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Connect with Ceres through her website, EmpoweringLightLanguage.com, or send an email to EmpoweringLightLanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I am Ceres Raquel Rivas Verdejo on Choosing a Different Future with Ceres. And today, our show topic is how to awaken our, ready? Ooh-ah, flow. So before we went on break, we were discussing what are the different characteristics of someone who has their ooh-ah-ooh-ah flow? Why do we even bother having this? And one of our listeners asked a question, a really beautiful question about how do we have this after trauma? And so definitely check that out. There's so much we can talk about with that. There's also our episode that we talked about where it's, I think it was called something like, Beyond Surviving When You're a Survivor. So that might be a one to check out as well, where we talk about some of this specific with surviving all different types of trauma. We don't focus on any one there. We just put some priority on some of them, but it's definitely one to look at. There's a comment in the chat. The body keeps score, tackling it is the tough part. And one of the things is that our body listens to our language. So that's why we were talking about before our break, about starting with the language that we use about our body, because our body is just going to say yes to whatever program, whatever language we're using. So if we're saying, oh, you're so ugly, your body's going to be like, okay, mama. Okay, daddy. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then they're going to feel ugly and they're going to start creating ugly, and you're going to see the lens of ugly every time you see your body. If you tell your body, oh, we're magic and we can change anything and we're going to get through this really easily, your body also is going to be like, oh, okay, yes, that's great. Uh-huh, let's do that. How would that look like? And it starts leaning in for you to start asking questions about how that could look like and be like. So if you're saying, oh, tackling it is the rough part, or you're even saying the word rough and hard related to your journey with this, then that's exactly where you're going to keep creating. So pick out those key words that you'd like to remove as well. And that is part of the dying. And what if you could remove that language from your vocabulary to create more? Okay. What would that create for you? And what would that create for your body? There were a lot of different words and languages that I had to let go of, like enough, like not enough, horrible, dirty. I mean, these are words that most of them I didn't say out loud. So some of my closest friends and family, if they heard this, they would be like, I had no idea. you were thinking this, but that was absolutely the narrative I had in my head. And so I had to actually sit with that, which can be challenging. I'm not going to say it's easy, but if you're willing, it can create so much space for you, because you're actually going to start taking it out of your head, putting it on the paper. And then, you know, some of my shaman friends, what we would do is we would write it out on the paper and then we would burn it in a fire, right? And it would, with that, those worries would disappear. We would declare it, you know what? I'm not going to let these words control me anymore. So what would be the way for you to release that that would work for you? I wonder. Another question sent in. I consider myself pretty open, and yet the men that approach me always seem to be emotionally guarded. How am I supposed to have my ooh-ah flow with them? Well, one of the things that, just given the wording of your question, that stands out to me is, well, just because they approach you doesn't mean you have to choose to date them or to have sex with them. You don't even have to engage with them. They're just approaching you. It's like, oh, hi, nice to see you. And I'm not interested, or ask questions. Like when I am meeting new people, I'm actually asking questions beyond what they're saying. So it's very hard for people to lie to me. It's very, now I love that handy tool. It's also very hard for me to not know if someone's actually going to be kind or not, if someone has bad intentions toward me or not, because I'm willing to receive and perceive that. And because, and this is a question that a client of mine actually asked me earlier this week. She asked me, how do you know it's true? How do you know it's true? And one, well, I've done this for so long that following my awareness has always led me to clarity and to ease into what's true versus me doubting myself, me questioning it, me overanalyzing it. And it took me a while to not do those things. But the other thing is, after you have more data points of you tapping into what's true, even if it's something that's not fun, even if it's something that you don't want to actually be true, you're like, oh, wow, let me actually listen. Let me actually know this. So it's been practice, practice and practice and practice, using my body's awareness and my awareness as an infinite being, as an energetic being, to my advantage. And the more we practice this, the better. I would love it for kids to learn this, because kids do this and they have it. And then the adults will tell them, oh, you should think about it more, or, oh, are you sure about that? And they start making the kids doubt themselves. But most of the time, these kids are spot on and they're fast. That's what I love about them. And then they start to buy all the muck and crap that adults are doing that slow them down from picking up on what's going to work and what's true. And then they don't actually use their gifts and their capacities with awareness to their advantage as much over time. And it seems to start happening around the age 5 is where I start seeing this, not only because they're going into schools, but even if they're in preschool, around 5, they start buying a lot of these judgments and points of views from the adults around them more and more. And then they start to perpetuate them in the world. And so that's part of why I love early intervention and that early childhood age as much as possible, because I want to set those stage for kids to be able to have their ooh-ah flow now and throughout their whole lives. What would that be like? What world would that create for us? Gosh. So the other thing I would like to mention, given this question that you sent in, and thank you so much for your vulnerability with sending in this question, is, well, what's your criteria for who you date, for who you engage with, for who you have sex with? I love Corey Michelle. She used to teach this class called The Art of Living Crazy Possible. And in that class, she would talk about energetic priorities. So one of the things that I love to do with my clients is I love to have them be clear on what their energetic priorities are. And that it's usually about 3 to 5 different things that then they can use as a guide to see, okay, as I'm engaging with this person, do I have this, yes or no? Because you have to have your yes or no with your body. Because remember, we're connected with our bodies, right? Yeah. And, oh, if I get this next thing, do I get this next thing when I'm interacting with this person? So you go through, and it's not an all or nothing, but ideally you would like to have most of those things with that person. And if it's a no, maybe it's about, well, is there something I can change or something that can be looked at and considered that I haven't considered yet that would allow this to be the case out of these 3 to 5 energetic priorities? Because when you have those energetic priorities, you're going to have what's going to work for you in your body. You're going to have what's nurturing and joyful and fun and expansive now and moving into the future. So it's going to be beyond immediate gratification, which is challenging for many of the people I work with. A lot of the teenagers and young folk I work with right now, they're so used to getting what they want right away. They don't need to wait. They can search for the information really quickly. They can find out this person's name or all this stuff. They can, if they don't get it from this person, they can just call another person and they get it right away. And there's pluses and minuses to that. One of that is if they don't get it right away, they're not necessarily thinking of the long view. It may actually be to your advantage to not have things right away. And this was a big, big lesson that I learned because I always want, and maybe y'all can relate to this, I always want everything yesterday, immediately. So when I started to look at, well, what if me not getting it yet is it having a divine timing, it actually working out to for my success, kind of like what Spirit Baptiste mentioned last week in our call about having your divine authority. I know now, given all of the trauma, all the experiences, all the events, all of the things I've overcome, that the universe and the earth and my body are conspiring to have me be successful. And so when you know that, you're like, okay, let me use these energetic priorities. Let me use my awareness to actually get what I want. And it's going to start showing up. It's going to show up faster than you can ever imagine if you're willing for it to not show up a certain way and it be in a certain package and on a certain time. And it's really interesting because one of the things that can also show up is you actually get to have more of you, no matter who shows up or not. So there's this energy underneath your question, listener, that sent this in, that you aren't complete without these people showing up. And so how much of it is you're picking people that are emotionally guarded because you're actually guarded to yourself? How many walls up to do you have to knowing you, to being truly intimate with you, to having a sense of joy with yourself and your body? And then, I wonder who is going to be lucky enough to join this party of the joy of my living. It's a very different question versus, I guess I'll take whoever shows up. And a lot of them seem to be emotionally guarded, like you mentioned. The other thing to look at, I love Harville Hendrix. Check out some of his books. He talks about the imago. And the imago is a combination of the positive and negative attributes of your caregivers. And then you start to look for them in the partners that you are choosing, or in your business associates, in your friendships. I had a lot of this in both my people that I was dating and the men and women that I've dated, but also I saw these patterns in the friendships that I chose. So we talk about this and I guide people through how to do an imago exercise. In the first two calls maybe the third call of the Exuberantly You with Relationships series. And so yeah, it's available if you go to empoweringlightlanguage.com/exuberantlyyou. Make sure there's two Y's because exuberantly has a Y and you has a Y. You'll see that. And the first two calls are free. So play around with that. But Harville Hendrix is a great resource and it's really helpful because it's really important to be clear on any unconscious programs, any hidden beliefs or limiting patterns that you have around dating, relationships, connecting with your body, so that when you are dating, it's actually going to be fun for you. It's actually going to be with the people that expand your world and are nurturing to you and your body and are congruent with the life that you'd like to have. That's just one of the things that we can talk about. I could talk about this so much, but let's take a next break before we go into some of the other questions that were sent in, okay? So It's time for our third break of the show. When we return, we're going to continue to talk about the questions that were sent in, the different ways that we can explore these energies, these questions that we can ask ourselves. And so you are listening to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, with myself, Cedis, on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we return, we will continue to discuss how to awaken our ooh-ah flow. We'll be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Cedis is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you. This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Cedis. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Connect with Cedis through her website, empoweringlightlanguage.com, or send an email to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Oh my gosh. Oh, we're running out of time. This is so much stuff. I wanted to address one more question that was sent in. Gosh, there's so many things. Okay. This person asked this question, and I, again, thank you so much, everyone. I greatly prefer answering questions from y'all and making sure that you're getting what you'd like from these topics and these themes, because it can go in so many different places. And there's so many resources available. So one of the people asked, does having your ooh-ah flow help with depression? I am sad a lot. I'm probably more sad than happy most days. I also feel really cut off from people. Even before the pandemic, I felt isolated, and that just made it worse. I'm stuck and I'm not sure how to get out. Thank you for being here. I think that anyone that still chooses to be on this planet, given all the crazy right now, is just super, super brave. And so thank you for your bravery. Yes, having your ooh-ah helps with depression. We talked about it a little bit before the break. And also it helps with the blahs, when you're not really necessarily depressed, but you're not as lit up about your life as maybe you would like to be. And so When I was chronically in pain, when I was taking anti-anxiety medication and antidepressant medication, the happy hormones of being intimate with myself and being intimate with other people helped immensely. And also what really helped was being active and getting blood flowing. And so I would work out, be it yoga, playing tennis, going on hikes, you know, mountain climbing, get the blood moving. And that it's really hard for you to not be happier, not maybe ideally happy, but happier. Every little bit helps, because these happy hormones are released when you're working out. They get the blood flowing. So that is part of the flow too, is having the circulation, the blood flowing, and also having these energetic flows. These are all part of having your ooh-ah. I also would like to encourage you, if you haven't, but if you've been dealing with this for a while, to reach out and find a mental health provider. So maybe you're already seeing somebody. It took me a while. I tried out multiple people before I found someone that really resonated with me and matched with what I needed at the time. And so all of us benefit from support every once in a while. If you're feeling sad, especially if it's a pervasive thing that's been going on for a while, I definitely recommend for you to reach out to a mental health provider. They come in all different forms. You know, I definitely work a little bit on mental health in my coaching, but it's not my style isn't everyone's cup of tea, because I'm going to be looking at your connection with your body, your awareness of other people's thoughts, feelings, and emotions, how much you're locking that into your body, and having that impact your mindset, the language you use, things like that. Somebody else would use a different approach. And then the other thing I would recommend is, have you gotten your hormones checked? All of us are affected by hormones, no matter what our gender is, what our body size, shape, health level. Hormones affect a lot. And so I definitely recommend getting a full workup of hormones, doing a metabolic assessment. And I personally prefer doing it with functional medicine people because they like going to the root cause of what's going on. But follow your awareness on this and keep me posted on how that goes. And then the other thing too is the word suck that you used. The word suck is another word for I'm in my comfort zone. So if you feel stuck at anything, be it stuck with business, stuck in a relationship, stuck with your health, you're probably in your comfort zone. And so I would see and ask yourself, what's something that I could do that just the thought of it thrills me? That just the thought of it puts a smile on my face and I haven't chosen it yet. And then choose it. Choose it and put it on your calendar and hold yourself accountable for taking action to do the things that are actually going to get you out of that stuck, which is your comfort zone. Okay. And that's part of what I do as a coach is I am an accountability partner to the people that work for me. It's not, they're not just going to think about what they're going to do. They're going to actually take action because they know that they're going to talk to me and I'm going to be like, did you do it? Did you complete that thing that you said you were going to do based on your awareness? You know what is required. Now, are you willing to take action to have a life that is beyond your wildest imaginings? And a life beyond your wildest imaginings takes you going out of your comfort zone, takes you doing new things, which is part of what we talked about earlier about people who have their ooh-ah flow are willing to play and try new things and get out of the box of any particular person, situation, or relationship that they are in. Okay. And it's just for now. It's just for now. All right, lovelies. This has been amazing, an amazing discussion. Thanks so much. I'm seeing all your comments in the chat as well. I'm so glad that this resonates with you. Our next episode is going to be about bridging the gap between codependent and co-creative relationships. And I wanted to give a big thanks to someone who asked me a question about, is it possible to receive if you're in a codependent relationship after our, when you find it hard to receive episode that we did. So I actually created it for you based on your question, and for anyone else that would like to know the signs of if you're in a codependent relationship. What if a codependent relationship is actually a stepping stone for you having a relationship that's a co-creative process that's mutually beneficial for everyone involved, no matter what type of relationship dynamics you're choosing? So I would love to talk about this further. I would love to talk about dating and intimacy and relationships, and for you to know how important it is to be aware of how prevalent these types of relationships are. It's super sneaky. It's very, very sneaky how that is. So join us on Fridays at 10 a.m. Eastern North America. Thank you again to everybody that sent in questions. I am super happy that I can contribute to you in this way. I am very honored to do so. And thank you for being on this beautiful planet with me. I know that us being on here together makes the world a better place. And I know that sometimes it's hard sometimes. So please give yourself credit for the courage and bravery that you are choosing every time you get out of bed every morning and choose to be here on this planet. And if there's any way I can contribute to you and how to do that, just let me know. Thank you. I see all the thank yous in the chat too. You're bringing light into the world. You're so sweet. And go ahead and check out the resources that I mentioned. If you have any additional resources that you would like the people that are listening to this show to know about, feel free to email that to me at empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. And then I will mention it in future episodes so that people can know this. And comment beneath. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you for being on this planet with me. Until next time, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Choosing a Different Future show. Series returns Fridays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Mountain, and 7 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, keep choosing what will work for you and your body, your own unique way honoring what will work for you.